Reuters.
An Israeli tank in the distance in Gaza. The view from the camera of Fadel Shana, covering the day's violence for Reuters. The tank fires a shell. The tape goes black when Shana appears to have been hit, his camera knocked away. The 23-year-old Palestinian was killed. Two others with him also died. Locals at first said the blast that killed them appeared to have been caused by an airstrike. Israeli warplanes had been in the air, Israel says, targeting Hamas gunmen, after three Israeli soldiers were killed in a Hamas raid near a fuel pipeline. Three children were among 14 Palestinians killed in the airstrike. The Israeli military says it has no knowledge of any strikes on vehicles in the area. The Reuters crew was traveling in a sport utility vehicle, clearly marked TV. Shana had just stepped out and started taping when he was hit. Reuters editor-in-chief David Schlesinger.
What's clear to me is that we need a thorough and immediate investigation by the Israeli Defense Forces into what happened. This is a tragic incident, one that really shows the risks that journalists take every day around the world. But all organizations, governments included, have an obligation to let professionals do their job without fear of death.
Fadel Shana had covered the ongoing violence in Gaza for Reuters for more than 3 years. He'd been wounded nearly 2 years ago when an Israeli aircraft fired a missile at the vehicle he was traveling in, one also bearing markings to show it was being used by a news crew. Susan Florey, Reuters.